This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun. Breath of that beautiful smell when you're going by a dairy farm. Wow. It is fabulous. I grew up around cow manure and, the dairy report that I used to do on the local radio station where I was here in Massachusetts. I actually did it a couple of stations in Massachusetts and in Ohio where I worked as well. The dairy report was always fun because I could remember I talked about corn and forage and the reports from the markets and all that stuff. But then I always would put in something about the smell, the atmosphere of being around a farm and what the odors were. I referred to them as fragrances. And some of the women who were in my life used to laugh at me because referring to manure as a fragrance. It seemed to be a stretch for them. However, it isn't for those of us who enjoy and love the beauty of the farm, and that's what we do here on this program, extol the value and virtue of farming, the agricultural pursuits of the American family farmer. This is Good Days, American Family Farmer program, an hour devoted to problems that American family farmers and family-run ag businesses and the locavores who use our products, problems that are being researched or figured out because we are into solutions here. So hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. I'll have some comment later on as to what I thought the president might have considered in his recent address to the nation, things that he did say, things that he didn't say, things that he maybe ought to have said. We'll leave that. And my comments certainly provoke your comments. You can certainly anytime email me, Doug, at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com, Doug at DougStephan.com, for ideas you'd like me to pursue, things you want to know more about, comments on things that I have said, or about people and institutions that we have had in our focus. Such is the case with Ms. Susie Kahn, who is here, along with her husband, Gary. They own and operate Willow Creek Alpacas. For those of you who read, know that... I say this with a smile on my face, with my tongue firmly implanted in my cheek, but you've heard the president and some of his followers talk about the Times. Any newspaper that has Times in it, LA Times, New York Times, et cetera, not on the on their favorite reading lists, shall we say. And it's actually, the New York Times has never been on my favorite reading list, for one exception, or maybe a number of exceptions. Let me qualify. I don't care for the editorial position the New York Times takes. I just don't care because I don't need them to tell me how to think or what the real news is or any of that stuff. I don't need that. But what I do find attractive or helpful in the New York Times is often there is a supplement that deals with something that I'm interested in. It might be health, nutrition. It might be something to do with activities and pursuits. Or in this case, it has to do with life on a hobby farm. You may have seen, excuse me, this, if it was a report, you can call it that, or the story in the Times about Willow Creek Alpacas, the story of Susie Kahn and her husband who operate this farm. Ms. Kahn was an advertising executive, lived in Nashville. She'd never seen an alpaca. So I guess that's where we start, Susie, if I may call you Susie. Why alpacas?
Well, first of all, you can certainly call me Susie, and thank you so much for your call this morning. I do want to let you know that we are experiencing some pretty severe weather. We've had some tornadoes touch down and all those interesting things, but we're pretty sure it's gone past our area now. So just wanted to let you know that just in case we do get cut off.
We want you to hold on for dear life. I know we were talking about the problems with the tornadoes this time of year. Where actually are you, in Tennessee, or where exactly are you?
Yes, we live about 35 miles southeast of Nashville.
Okay.
I worked in and around Nashville for the last 20 years and just retired last October.
All right. So part of the focus of this article in the New York Times was what people are doing, and this came, by the way, I'm not going to be so egotistical as to suggest that after the New York Times heard me talking about what retired people are doing, that they went out and wrote the article. But I do think I've observed this before and believe that it's happening more and more often. People who are your age, my age, our age. I have a farm already, so I don't need to buy one. But there are those who have worked in cities, those who have had executive jobs, that now, as they've retired and have some money, seem to be fascinated with the farming lifestyle. So you find people here, there, and everywhere who are buying little plots of land. I don't know how large. I think you have about, what, 40 acres? Am I right? How much land do you have on your farm?
Well, actually, we only have 6.5 acres. But the fantastic thing about alpacas is that they eat very little. Mm-hmm. So you can have 8 an acre, and so we actually have about, I'd say 2, 2.5, 3 acres that are actually fenced in for our animals.
Yeah, see, you can do that. I can't with my cows. You got to have at least an acre per cow. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But the alpacas don't eat as much, and they're different in their choice of foods. I have a friend, matter of fact, I sold my home farm last year that I'd been on for 38, 39 years to a family woman who always wanted to have a farm, and fortunately she's in a position, she and her husband, to buy a place like mine, about 30 acres in a suburb of Boston. And this was a smaller farm. I still have a big farm down the street, big in terms of what we have around here, 114 acres. And so what she decided to do with her farm was raise alpacas. And it seems to be something that is coming of age. And I guess I go back to the question I asked you, Willow Creek Alpacas, which is the name of your farm, why was it that you decided on raising alpacas?
Well, as I stated in the article, about 10 or 11 years ago, Gary and I went to a county fair, and I had never seen an alpaca, did not know anything about them, and saw their faces and their demeanor and just absolutely instantly fell in love with their whole being, and started researching it about 10 or 11 years ago. And we bought 2 young males in the fall and bought 3 females the following spring, and everything else has been born here since then.
Really? What's their gestation? I don't know much about this lady. Has been trying to teach me. I keep bringing her articles, and I sent her the stuff on you because she's eating up everything that she can. What is there in their gestation period that's different? Do they have a 6-month gestation period? How long does it take for a little bubble to
develop? No, the gestation period is 11 and a half months.
Is
it? Yes, and they only have 1 cria. The baby is called a cria, C-R-I-A.
Yep.
And they only have 1, so it's a slow, regenerative process. And
so 1 mother can only have 1 child, that's it? She cannot reproduce after 1?
Oh, yeah, she can have, but she can only have 1 at a time.
1 at a time, can't have twins.
Right.
Yeah, okay, cows can have twins and triplets. Okay, got it. All right, let's pause for a moment here and give some room for thought, thinking about what Susie Kahn is telling us. We're learning about why she and her husband, both in their 70s, have decided to keep working, having a farm in this area of Tennessee, where there's lots of great farmland, frankly. That story continues on this week's American Family Farmer, 15 past the hour. Farmers are like pretty much everybody else who's in the small business world. Farmers are hiring. It's very frustrating. I can tell you, as a farmer all my life, finding help on the farm is extraordinarily difficult. It's hard no matter what. And there have been some comments made about the impact of public policy on hiring, looking for laborers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't make any difference what job you're looking to fill. I will tell you there's only one way to fill it, and that's to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do that, and you will find quality candidates. What do you need? Do you need a milker? Do you need somebody to be a herdsman? Do you need someone who is an expert in grafting and creating new and better tomatoes? Whatever you need on your farm, You can find the job by using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Your job will be posted in a couple of hundred job sites all around the country, social media. So somebody who's fit for your job, who's got exactly the skills you're looking for, will see that, and they will come to you courtesy of the help that you'll get from ZipRecruiter.com. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. You'll be able to quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire them fast. So farmers, beware of trying to find somebody or something that you can't on your own. It's hard work. Let ZipRecruiter do the work and get it free courtesy of my deal with them. ZipRecruiter.com for new hires. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
19 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer, service of the Good Day program. Life on a Harvey Farm is our focus with Susie Kahn, who along with her husband Gary have operated a farm for now. When did you actually get this place operational? You retired a little while ago. You're both 70. So how long did it take you to get things running?
Well, we moved to the farm having no idea that we were going to have livestock about 17 years ago, and we bought our first alpacas about 10 or 11 years ago.
Huh. So then you've made a business out of it, but you have done what a lot of other people have done. There are those who complain. There are those who say you're not a real farmer because you're a hobby farmer, and you're a gentleman, or your husband's a gentleman farmer, you're a gentle lady farmer. But you're doing, from what I see in this story in the New York Times, you're doing all the work. So you must smell from time to time and get into it, right?
I tell you what, Gary and I both do all the chores. Of course, baling the hay and feeding and scooping alpaca poop. So I would say we're pretty much farmers.
Scooping alpaca poop. There's a vision.
Well, the cool thing about it is alpaca poop is pellets.
Like sheep poop.
Yes.
Right,
and
yeah.
You do need to scoop it at least once every two or three days because of parasites. So it's not like a cow or a horse that just goes out in the pasture.
Yeah.
But the positive thing is that alpacas, decide a definite area to make their poop pile, and they all go to that same poop pile. So.
Right. Alpaca poop piles as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Daughter, she's a farmer. Susie Kahn is here. I'm not a farmer's daughter either. I'm not even a farmer's son. I started on the farm not from my family, but from the connections I had in my neighborhood running away from home when I was almost too young to get on a bicycle and go to the farms and learn about the fabulous world of cows and calves and life in general. And that's what the farm has given me. And I'm sure it's giving Susie and Gary Kahn a wonderful life. You're learning about life. It's great for your children, your grandchildren, don't you think? I mean, what have you learned about life from raising these alpacas? We're talking to Susie Kahn, whose husband, she and her husband operate Willow Creek Alpacas. Their website is willowcreekalpacas.com, willowcreekalpacas.com, and tnalpaca.org. So if you want to see what life is like on there, farm, you can check that out. So anyway, what have you learned? What do you take with you when, you know, you sort of look over what it is that you've created there?
I think it's probably the now we started raising animals before we retired, and you know the stress of an 8-hour working day, and it didn't seem to matter how bad the day was when I would go down to feed the animals and be with them. My heart rate would slow down, and one of them would always do something to make me smile or laugh, and that's true still today. I think it's one of the most relaxing, fulfilling lifestyles. It's hard work. You know, you get an animal that's sick, then you get very concerned because they're kind of your babies. We have 13, and over the years we've had to put down 3 and lost some crias when they were born, and you know how heartbreaking that is. But yeah, overall, it's a very, very fulfilling lifestyle. They're highly intelligent animals. You shear them in the spring, and you're able to have their fleece processed, and I make scarves and hats and gloves, and I sell alpaca socks, and it's wonderful to have an animal that I can, you know, harvest their fleece and pretty much break even with the care and vet bills or whatever with the animals and still have this fantastic lifestyle.
Yeah. I can't tell how many times I've driven through Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I remember it because of the unusualness of the name. So I know exactly where you are, some great mountains, and I'm betting you're nestled between a couple of mountains with some pretty fabulous land. I'm looking at some pictures of what's there. It looks very nice. And these animals themselves. I think a lot of people confuse alpacas with llamas. Llamas are nasty. From what I know about them, and alpacas are very gentle. Am I right?
Well, you're absolutely right. The llama is a guard animal, and a lot of people have llamas to guard their alpacas. An alpaca is an animal of prey, so they're very, very gentle, very non-confrontational. There are a lot of alpaca farmers that are retired like we are, or just women that are able to raise them, and they're just very easy to handle, very easy to halter train, highly intelligent, and, you know, you're absolutely right. Llamas can get a little bit confrontational, and they're very much, you know, they have their space, and they don't want you to infringe on their space.
Yeah, but I'm sometimes a little dramatic, but any llama, I have two places that are next door to me. One of them has llamas, the other one has alpacas, and I've been close up and personal with both of them, and I'd much rather be around the alpacas, as they just seem to have there's an awareness. Maybe that's what it is. They're curious buggers, and they just seem to be looking around at everything. They're a heck of an astute animal. And I want to talk about how their bodies work. And we're just getting into alpacas and this kind of farming on the American Family Farmer, so please stay with us. It's 28 past the hour.
Iowa farmers care about the quality of the water for folks downstream from them. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
$50 million. That's the investment so far in various water quality improvement projects implemented in the state of Iowa. About a third of that was from the soybean checkoff. Roger Wolf is Director of Environmental Programs and Services for the Iowa Soybean Association.
What we're all about is helping farmers continuously improve resource management practices and environmental quality. And our primary strategy for doing that is to engage more farmers in more places across the state on issues that are of primary importance to them.
Anyone who says farmers don't care about water quality is not up on the facts. Again, Roger Wolf.
We actually have an accredited water quality testing laboratory, so we do a lot of water monitoring. We do research on conservation drainage. We write conservation plans for farmers that address nutrient loss. And then we also work with groups of farmers in watersheds, kind of at the neighborhood scale.
That $50 million investment I mentioned, that's just a start. Wolf says it'll probably cost around $4 billion to do the job. More tomorrow for the Successful Farming.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Sometimes hard to keep the farmers on their feet. It's a very difficult reality. It's not for the faint of heart, no question about that. And I think I get from our conversation here with Susie Kahn the tone of her voice, the tenor of her voice. She's not someone who easily would be, shall we say, put off by the work that needs to be done when you're operating a little farm, big farm, whatever it is. She and her husband take the responsibility for the care of these animals. She's raising alpacas at Willow Creek Alpaca Farm, website willowcreekalpacas.com, and we're going through what it is that makes this worthwhile. The focus here on these animals and the farm comes as a result of seeing an article in the New York Times about retirement life for a lot of people as they get older. You got a long career in a certain area, and there's something that you want to do. Life is not over. It's just time for a change. So 16 years ago in College Grove, Tennessee, they bought themselves this farm, and now they're working their way through. The way you describe it, Ms. Kahn, is that you're having a good time. You don't mind the hours. That's the thing. You have to not be thinking about yourself. In order to make this work, any farm, it cannot be that it's your... And there's self-motivation, but if you're if you're doing it expecting to get external rewards, probably not a great way of approaching it. Would you agree that this is about the animals and it's about the internalizing of what happens, the benefits and the other things? Am I right on that?
You're absolutely right. But we do, you know, we do reap a lot of benefits from the animals. They're very calming. Like I said, when you've had a rough day, whether being retired or whatever, going down and being with the animals, they are highly intelligent, and each one of these critters of ours have a distinct personality. We have one girl that's had six babies, and we call her the diva because she'll give you a look sometimes like, I am in charge down here. And then we have one that gives me kisses every morning. And, you know, it's a wonderful lifestyle. I love being able to share it with kids. We have small groups that come here and tour the farm. And
teach them about animals. It isn't that big animal. I've found in my, I use my farm, my dairy farm in Massachusetts here as a teaching facility as well, Susie. And what I find most troubling is that the children who come in, 4, 5, 6 years of age are already sort of skewed. They're afraid of something just because it's big. I mean, I grew up on the farm. I wasn't afraid. I'm not afraid of much of anything, frankly. Maybe that's my problem because I fall off things and hurt myself doing stuff that most people think I'm crazy to do, but I'm not afraid. And we have such a fear-based society. My God, children and adults are afraid of everything. They got to have all this stuff put on those things to get rid of the bugs and the bacteria. For God's sakes, let them go out and get in the dirt. I never get sick because I grew up around manure and dirt, and I think it was pretty good for me, frankly, and I'm still around manure and dirt.
Well, one of the wonderful things about alpacas is they're so... you know, they're just totally non-confrontational. And my grandkids have been going down and hand-feeding them. I put a small amount of grain in their hand at 2 years old, and they eat right out of their hand. And I don't have any fear of the animals, you know, jumping at them or anything. And they love kids because they're smaller than them and they're not intimidated by small children. So it's been a great learning process when small groups of Girl Scouts come here. We had one group came that was 62 kids, which was a little scary. But, you know, it's wonderful because they see how gentle these animals are and how wonderful it is to live on a farm and have gorgeous, wonderful animals to raise.
Well, I don't, and the other side of it is, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Not all big animals are sweet and kind. I wouldn't let any of the, I don't let any of my adults get into, I often, especially with the heifers, first time cows, to get them bred, I put a bull in with them, and sometimes a Jersey bull, after they're 18, 20 months old, 22, 24 months old, they can get pretty nasty. So I get them out of there. I just dispense with them because I don't want that problem, not only for people who work with me, but for the people who are around. So it isn't, it's that you have to use common sense, or you got to ask, or you need to learn inquiries. Like I'm, let me go down that street with you for a second. I'm wondering, so I just did a little, quick search. The llama and the alpaca, but as long as we're talking about alpacas, we use them as the example, have a long neck. Their neck's about 3 feet long. And so what I did was look up, because I know giraffes have a 6 to 8 foot long neck, and Mother Nature has instilled in their neck sort of a pump that pumps the blood up into their brain so that they can continue to function, or that their brain can continue to run the activities in their body, as we all have automatic nervous systems that keep our heart going and our breathing going and that sort of thing. And apparently the alpacas have one of those little devices in their neck to get the blood up to their head, too. Did you know that?
Yes, yes, I did. We've one of the positive things about raising alpacas in Tennessee is that we have a fantastic University of Tennessee Vet School, and we go over and have seminars once a year all day long, vets teaching us everything that we should know and probably don't know, and we're learning, you know, because I've only been in this country 35 years, so we're learning daily. But, yes, I did know that. And isn't that an interesting fact? God does make our animals just to be exactly what they are.
Yep, they are. They're a great way for us to learn about lots of different things. So how many friends have you made? Do you have a new social circle because of your being on the farm rather than in the city 40 miles away?
We have an association in Tennessee. There's a national association called AOA, which is Alpaca Owners Association. And then there's one in the southeast, SEAA, Southeastern Alpaca Association, and we have one here in Tennessee called Tennessee Alpaca Association, and we try to get together three or four times a year. We have seminars, learning seminars, pasture management, because it is a little bit different for these animals.
Yeah.
And yes, we get together and we knit and we crochet together and weave and learn from each other and probably the best thing is that we learn about our animals from each other. Like, okay, I'm getting my grain over here because it is a special grain for alpacas. So it is a social group. There's a huge alpaca show in East Tennessee this weekend in Sevierville, where they had the horrible fires, but Sevierville really wasn't damaged that much. There'll be about 600 or 800 animals over there this weekend. So
What makes them? Yeah, I'm looking at some of the animals that you have you're selling some of the excess you haven't heard. What makes them a different color? I'm fascinated. I mean, a Jersey is pretty much brown, and you see different spots and colorations and stuff. What makes an alpaca a different color?
There are 34 different colors or shades, from white to black. Browns, grays, rose grays. You can do your very best to breed for a certain color. Mm-hmm. But we found out we have a beautiful white animal from a black female. We have a black female from a white female. So color is a little bit harder to breed for. If you breed two whites, pretty much you're going to get a white. But if there is a black or a brown in the history, in the genetics, then a lot of times that color will come through. So it's kind of a surprise every time, you know, we have Kriyas born on the farm. Of course, they're wonderful. And let me tell you something really exciting about alpacas. This is bred into them they were in South America for 6,000 years, but they have their Kriyas normally before 1 o'clock, and by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that animal is up and running.
Really?
Yes, it is amazing to watch, and by that night, the mama's chasing it all over the pasture. It's just a phenomenal.
Takes cows calves a little longer to get up and
But, you know, that's the way they're raised, because they're animals of prey, and they have to be able to be up and running with the herd.
They've adapted to their what the realities are of their life. What is I think about the cost of a heifer. I just bought some heifers. They're yearlings, and I think we paid $450 for an under yearling Jersey calf. A full grown Jersey cow at freshening might be worth $1,200-$1,400. An organic one might be worth a couple of grand. What do you charge? What are these animals worth? I have no idea how to price them or what they're worth.
An alpaca, the price range can range from $1,000 to $1,500 up to $75,000. It depends.
At what age and how is it determined? Is it bloodline and things?
It's the bloodline and the quality of the fleece, the fineness of the fleece. And I will tell you something that you probably don't know and maybe your listeners don't know. Alpaca fleece is the second most precious fiber in the world, next to cashmere.
Yeah. So I hope you sell a lot of them, because that'll help you defer the cost of having. We all want to find ways of deferring the cost of running our farms. Hold on a second. I have a few more minutes with you. What a delight. Susie Kahn from Willow Creek Alpaca Farm in Tennessee, here at 45 after the hour.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
KCB Tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
All right, 47 after a couple of more moments here with this lovely person who, along with her husband, Susie Kahn, running this alpaca farm in Tennessee. The Tennessee Alpaca Association, you're president of that group, so that's probably where you go for Tennessee, TNALAlpaca.org, and Willow Creek Alpacas.com. I was just looking, isn't it funny how you find things? I was looking at one of my farmer magazines here, and there's an ad for a fellow who's retired. It reads, retiring hobby farmer, three tractors, small square baler, kicker, wagons, that sort of thing. So I think you told me at the beginning of the hour, you and your husband do all of that yourself, right? You bale all your own hay, and you grow whatever you need other than grain for these animals?
Well, with just 6.5 acres total, we buy the hay.
So you don't go outside and do work off the farm, in other words?
Yeah, we do. We have to buy hay off the farm. Because we just don't, you know, we just don't have the room to raise the hay, and it's much easier for us. So we buy hay usually once or twice a year, and these animals only eat like 1.5 cups of grain a day, so they don't really eat. You know, when you get the fleece off of them, they only weigh about 130 to 140 pounds, so they're not big animals. They look big, they're in full fleece, but they're really not that big.
So if you go to the website, there's a real primer here, and that's one of the benefits of me making contact. So I can send people to Willow Creek. Say it again, Doug. There it is. WillowCreekAlpacas.com. And you can learn all about alpacas from these people sharing their information, the story of what they eat, all the questions that we've answered here sort of briefly. You can get in detail how do you do this if you decide you want to do this. But there are all kinds of things. The testament here from Susie and for others in this article that's in the Times, it is focusing on the idea that people, when they retire, want to do something constructive. And what's happening around the country is people are buying small farms and keeping up their physical activity. Good for you. Susie Kahn, thank you for being here with us on The American Family Farmer.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
It's 53 after the hour. This week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, dairy farmer. I have credibility here. And thus, when I make my comments, they come from my heart, they come from my head, they come from my experience. And thus, I will make note of and give you my thoughts since the president delivered his policy speech, how it will impact or not the American Family Farmer right after these words.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 55 past the hour. The president delivered his first address to Congress. And I think as I look back over the last week or two, there was nothing unexpected about the president issuing an executive order to repeal the so-called WOTUS rule. If you don't know what that is, Waters of the U.S., the EPA's rule that affected negatively agriculture in so many different ways, most of the farm groups that I know of that collectively and individually went after the government. There were all kinds of suits. I mean, it was ridiculous how much money was costing us to protect ourselves from us, in essence. The rule was a dramatic overreach, unprecedented expansion of federal jurisdiction. It was just plain stupid. And it was all over privately. I mean, it just shows you the mentality of these people who are, they're well-intentioned, to be sure. They're community organizers, and they think they are the only ones who know anything, and farmers, what do they know about the land? I mean, it's that kind of stupidity that these environmental rules presented. And it was really frustrating for those of us who looked at these things and said, what is wrong with these people, basically? And so we move on from that, because that's kind of yesterday's news, although I guess the review of the president's policy and the state, it wasn't really the State of the Union, but it was his first address. What I find most distressing about it, and generally speaking, I think that I agree with most farmers that Trump was a better choice for agriculture than Hillary Clinton was. On that, most of us, I think, can agree. From there, we go down a slippery slope. I don't think that Mr. Perdue is a good ag secretary. I think Pruitt is a horrible choice at the EPA. I think there have been people appointed to the USDA and the FDA who just are not good. Having said that, also, what I note from a gentleman who's been on this program a number of times, somebody I support and respect, the president of the National Farmers Union, I belong, I'm happy to tell you, full disclosure, I belong to the National Farmers Union instead of the American Farm Bureau, because for me the Farm Bureau speaks for big ag and the NFU speaks for small ag, and that's small American family farms. That's what I am, and that's what many of the people who listen to this program are. So when he says to the president that he's upset, he issued the following statement after the president addressed the joint session of Congress, saying, quote, "President's agenda ought to begin to consider and prioritize the economic well-being of rural and farming communities." In the speech, the president failed to mention the words rural, farm, or agriculture, and yet he touched a lot of policy issues that could have major impacts on family farmers and rural communities. For example, president plans to revitalize the American economy and support the creation of jobs by renewing our trade agenda. His focus on improving trade arguments is good. Our members are concerned about his harsh rhetoric earlier and the strain it may be placing on our trading partners. And he goes on to say, Mr. Johnson goes on to say that immigrant laborers provide for our nation's food system and rural economies. He doesn't say anywhere that he supports illegal immigration, because he doesn't, and neither do I, and neither does anybody else who really has America, puts America first. But we have to, you know, we have to deal with the reality of Americans at the moment finding it easier to collect money than to work. So we do need to get legal immigration fixed so that we can have people to help harvesting some of our crops. And I think that's what Roger Johnson is suggesting. That's what I would suggest, and that's what I think you maybe ought to think about as you review in your mind where the president stands after this first month or so in office. I'm Doug Steffen with my comment here.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.